From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, Syrian activists say U.S.-led coalition airstrikes hit an oil refinery in northern Syria, killing 30 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which uses a network of sources throughout Syria to track violence there, said the Islamic State group was operating the refinery and that the dead included both militants and workers. Coalition of warplanes supporting Iraq's military in its push to regain territory from Islamic State fighters has conducted more than 2,300 airstrikes in Iraq and Syria since August. A Russian judge said Sunday a former Chechen police commander has confessed to his involvement in the killing of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, while authorities continue their investigation into four other suspects. All five appeared in a Moscow court and were detained as officials questioned them about the February 27th shooting death of Nemtsov, a staunch foe of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Nemtsov was shot four times in the back as he walked across a bridge with his girlfriend within sight of the Kremlin. A senior Nigerian military official said today a joint offensive by neighboring Chad and Niger targeting Boko Haram militants in northeastern Nigeria is consistent with the understanding that there should be no hiding place for terrorists. The troops from Chad and Niger launched their offensive early Sunday in Nigeria's Borno State, where Boko Haram seized large areas despite the government declaring a state of emergency to fight the militants. Military is trying to secure Boko Haram-controlled areas in order to allow the government to hold presidential and parliamentary elections, which were originally scheduled for last month but postponed until March 28th. This is VOA News. In Cameroon, hundreds of soldiers from Chad, wounded fighting Boko Haram, have been evacuated to a hospital in Yaoundé. Moki Edwin Kinzida reports.
Chad's Minister of Communication, Hassan Silas Bakari, says the wounded Chadian soldiers were evacuated to Cameroon in line with an agreement between the two countries.
Quand un soldat camerounais tombe au front, moi, je me sens concerné.
He says they have decided to treat their soldiers in Cameroon because Chad and Cameroon are brotherly countries with people who speak the same languages and have the same history. Besides the hundreds of Chadian soldiers, Cameroon's military hospital is also attending to Cameroonian soldiers wounded in the fight to halt the Boko Haram effort to create an Islamist caliphate. Moki Edwin Kinzika Yaoundé.
Earlier today, South Korean President Park Geun-hye visited a hospital where U.S. Ambassador Mark Lippert is recovering from being slashed by a knife last week. Activists and North Korean sympathizer cut Lippert in the face and wrist as he prepared to give a speech at a lecture hall in Seoul. Authorities said Sunday that the suspect, 55-year-old Kim Ki-jong, faces possible attempted murder charges. Here in the U.S., President Obama took part over the weekend in the 50th anniversary observance of the beating of peaceful civil rights demonstrators by police in the city of Selma, Alabama. Anniversary served as an opportunity to reflect on a half century of civil rights progress, or lack thereof. VOA's Marcus Horton reports.
The marchers in 1965 demanded an end to discrimination against African-American voters.
They proved that nonviolent change is possible.
Mr. Obama paid tribute to the activists who helped clear the path he followed to the White House, and he acknowledged the continued existence of discrimination in the United States.
We know the march is not yet over. We know the race is not yet won.
Mr. Obama pointed to a recent Justice Department report on police practices in Ferguson, Missouri, where weeks of protests followed the killing of an unarmed black teenager by a white policeman during a confrontation. The report found police in Ferguson routinely violated black citizens' rights. Marcus Harton, Washington.
Solar-powered Swiss airplane took off from Abu Dhabi early today on the first leg of what its creators hope will be the first around-the-world journey without fuel. Carbon-fiber single-seated aircraft, about 72-meter wingspan, has a lot of sun soles on the wings to help it fly.
That's the latest world news from VOA.